So you heard yesterday that interview with Alvin Green.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I was, yeah.
South
I was
Carolina
here.
Democratic Senate candidate. He had this, what was the plan he had?
To have people create and sell action figures of him.
Of him to do
to
what?
To create jobs.
To create jobs. Here's his response to that yesterday on The Takeaway.
That's just a creative way to have jobs, you know. Retail is big in this country, and we need to do everything we can to bring America back.
Well, that message didn't quite get through from Alvin Green on The Takeaway yesterday. Ms. Red, one of our listeners, wrote into thetakeaway.org to say, I just wanted to say that your interview with Alvin Green made my brain hurt. His oral communication skills are atrocious. Well, maybe they're just impenetrable and slightly opaque. Joining us now is Mark Quinn, host of SCETV's The Big Picture in South Carolina. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, John. You had the pleasure of talking to Alvin Green, did you?
I did. And, you know, I don't want to prejudice the case here. I was willing to give him, you know, basically, we both were.
Yeah, we
face
let
value
him talk.
On his plan to create an action figure. And I must say, I was amazed to just hear how much he seemed to dissemble.
And you know what? It's been like that from day one. I think I was one of the first two people that had a chance to talk to him after the news broke that he had won the primary. And it was no different, you know, 3 weeks ago than it was yesterday. Pretty simple-minded fellow, nice guy. I think he means well, but his aptitude to hold any sort of public office, I think, is just really non-existent.
So what explains his success in the primary? You've actually talked to some Democrats who voted for him.
I have talked to some Democrats who voted for him unknowingly. And I will say I can lay this at the feet of one, the Democratic Party here in South Carolina, who didn't do any sort of job at all getting the word out about a credible candidate. There was one person down in Charleston, a former judge, who believed he was a credible candidate, who was part of the Democratic system, but I will tell you, he had no name recognition. I didn't even know who he was. He never came to me for an interview, didn't campaign much, and was sitting on about $300,000, I think just believing that he would save that money up for the general election. And look, you know, when folks went to the poll for that election not knowing, I can tell you I talked to a lot of people who just said, hey, he was the first guy on the ballot, Democrat, I voted for him, didn't know.
Well, some folks on our website reacting, and again, I don't know if Sarah, who had this comment, is a South Carolina voter, but she said, I listened this morning, shall I say it was painful. The only thing I got out of his rambling was he is a true American hero, and we can't allow this country to be held hostage. Sounded like some kind of video game delusion. Not to be disrespectful, says Sarah, I was totally confused. Proclaiming oneself as a true American hero over and over and over is somewhat of a turnoff. All vets are heroes, but I've yet to meet one who would ram it down your throat like that. Maybe next time he could just tell us about his political views. Have you heard his political views, Mark Quinn?
Yeah, well, I talked to him for about 10 minutes and asked him over and over about his political views. And the only thing he came back to was we need more justice in this country in terms of the criminal justice system. He thought we locked up way too many people and that he believed that we needed to create jobs. And at that point, I wasn't privy to the action figure story, unfortunately. This was a rather new one that he's come up with. But he did not really have a platform, per se. Didn't campaign, per se, John. He lives in a small town called Manning, about 7,000 people. Never really left his hometown. No campaign apparatus or infrastructure of any type. I said, do you have any circle of advisors that you're relying on? No, just, you know, some friends and family. I mean, the guy literally...
And that's really the question, Mark. And this is the question you tried to pin down with him over and over. How did this unemployed guy who admits that he's having a rough time in his life right now, how did he pay the $10,000 filing fee? He says that he drove all over the state to campaign, and nobody knows how he would have done that. Have you gotten an answer about that?
No, I have not. And nobody that I've talked to all over the state, quote unquote, has ever met Alvin Green. And I have talked to some folks who worked with him in the Army. I said, yeah, this guy was a notorious tightwad that he saved every penny that he had. So it's not unreasonable to think that when he was discharged from the Army that he had the money. But, you know, in terms of being able to get out and meet voters, you know, just his social skills, I think, are somewhat limiting. I can't see Alvin Green walking up to a person on the street and say, hey, I'm Alvin Green. vote for me. That's just not his personality, from what I gather.
Well, let's say he works on that and gets good at it. I mean, you're making a case that could be actually quite attractive for a candidate. I don't have a bunch of advisors who are Washington political types. I'm just relying on my family. I'm a resident of South Carolina. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran. I've served my country. This is the kind of people we need in Washington, Mark Quinn, and you and the media just don't get it.
You know what? I would agree with you. I think that is a storyline that could possibly work. But given, you know, the times that I've talked to Alvin, you know, in this particular case, no, I don't think it works. I mean, the more he speaks, sort of the more outlandish things he says. I mean, when Time went down to go see him last week, Michael Scheer, one of their respected authors, the first thing Alvin says is, "How much do I get paid for this interview?"
Oh, my God.
It's just not the way it works. And then he says, "Well, you know what? Now that you're here, let me throw this at you. I really think I should be Time's Man of the Year." I think the interview is over at that point. So, you know, his ability to connect with folks in that sort of level, I think he doesn't really understand. And, you know, I asked him, I said, "Alvin, do you realize what it takes to take on a Senator Jim DeMint in a state like this?" Well, I guess you have to work hard. And that was all he said.
What's the Democratic Party in South Carolina doing before we go?
Well, there's not a whole lot that they can do at this point. There was some talk of maybe fielding an independent candidate, but, you know, when you're taking on a juggernaut like Jim DeMint in a rock-red state like this, in times like this, you know, it's simply not in anybody's best interest to gather up a war chest and try to take on a guy like him.
Mark, you're not running? Is that what you're saying? You are not going to run?
Hey, listen, man, this is where crazy lives. Things are crazy enough, okay?
Crazy. And his neighbor, Mark Quinn, host of SCE TV's The Big Picture. Mark Quinn, thanks so much.
Good to see you guys.